What I like to do is, since basically what we did was, is to go through the whole series except the add-on. Okay, we gave the whole overview. Now I like to give some type of conceptual overview of what's going on. Okay, and we'll see what happens. Min Hashemayim is Navin Me. We'll see what happens. You have to keep in mind, okay, the Rambam here, in departing from the way he's formulated Shurashim, it seems to him so clear that Einshim on Aseh, there's really nothing to talk about. All the other Shurashim is don't say the Bahag, don't say the Bahag. Here, the Bahag, he claims at the end, and the Sefer Mitzvah, whoever that is not saying like him, but he dismissed at the end as a peripheral comment, and he really, an intelligent reader doesn't have to deal with it like he would. And the clear assumption is that Ein Shem Mitzvah Aseh. The question is how to count it, okay? Correct? So what I'd like to is try to understand what this assumption is based on. And what does he basically assume about Ein Shem? Because you look clearly through the Shoresh, first he makes a statement that the Arba Mises Bezdin are mitzvahs, and that from his general principles is not something difficult to swallow, because the Mishnah says mitzvahs this, mitzvahs that, mitzvahs this, mitzvahs that. So he learns that the Matiki Ashmua, the Mekablim, said that there's a Kabbalah, there's a mitzvah in Minyan. Okay. But if you notice and you look carefully at what happened, he works hard to prove about the Dalad Mises Bezdin, that the mitzvah in Minyan. And he throws in the Malchus the Mitzvah, and that there are mitzvahs that are not begufay but b'moinay, like Chaimish by Gazlin, Kefa by Ganef, and then he has Kolben, and he has Kolben, and in that Kolben you'll see as we go through the undershirt, which I think we went through fast, there's Chatas Kavua, and Yoshim Tolu, Yoshim Vadai, and Kovna Leviyarit. Okay. And there's no discussion whatsoever, no proof to these that they counted. Okay. No proof. Okay. And then he goes on to attack, you know, where does all this come from? And what is all this based on? Okay? Okay? The truth is that the Rambam counts these different types of korbanos as separate mitzvahs. Is not something new here. The Rambam clearly said it in Shoresh Zion when he talked about the Korban Leviyure with the Tznai, and it's not this, it's not that, and he talks about the various ways that the Chatzis Kavur expressed itself, correct? Okay. The whole discussion, if you look back at Shoresh Zion, is not why Chatzis is a mitzvah in the minyan, not why a Korban Leviyure is a mitzvah, okay, but something else. Why you shouldn't count all the permutations, all the different expressions of this mitzvah as separate mitzvahs. And that's the whole discussion. The discussion is You see, the discussions in general you see sometimes in the Shorashim about fragmenting the mitzvahs. And again, about fragmenting the mitzvahs, we'll see, in Sherish Yudbeis. You don't count the various parts of the mitzvah, you count the whole sum, or whatever, whichever mitzvah, with Yud Aleph, we're talking about parts, different parts of the thing. But the assumption is, and he says it clearly, that Chatas Kavua and Oshim is a mitzvah, and Kovna Leviyed is a mitzvah, and Minyan mitzvahs, but without anything to support it. The whole discussion is just, you know, to go further than that, okay? In here again, he's revisiting this, making a big point about Mrs. Bezdin, but after that, there's not that much of a clout to anything he says. Okay, can I continue? Is that a fair? No, I'm just trying to say, you know, if you got the general gist of the Sheresh, that's, you know, that's the general gist of what's happening. Is that fair, correct?
He mentioned it was like each one has a parsha. What was he doing with that?
Well, he said, okay, good. He said the word parsha, right? Yeah. But, you know, we don't know what that means, right? But he says that.
He said this before with the parsha.
Okay, good. That's what it'll be. He says the parsha, right? At the end, when he talks about the chatas oshem v'oila, right? Correct? So he does say the parsha, but, you know, he doesn't in any way explain what it is, okay? There's no explanation. In other words, in Sheresh Zion, he takes it for an assumption without bringing any proof. In here, he has a line which he doesn't explain, okay? Okay. So now, what I want to do is like this, okay? Let's start slowly, and let's just build it up again, okay? I just want to introduce to you something, which sounds a little bit odd, okay? If you remember also, in Sheresh Yudbeis, it does the same type of thing and assumes the four different types, the Maisa Chatos, the Maisa Oshem, the Maisa Oila, and the Maisa Shlomim are separate mitzvahs. The question is, do you fragment it more and the Chalokim are mitzvahs or not, correct? And here also, he doesn't prove anything about them, correct? And I just want to show you what he does. He does an amazing thing, okay? Let's just start slowly. I'm just going to, you know, play this out. There's a lot of very strange things going on, but I hope at the end we'll have a picture of what's going on in the Rambam. There is Eichin in the Torah, okay? How many mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs are there in Eichin? One, two. Okay. So the Rambam has four. Okay. And after he lists the four, we'll see, he asks, why do I count it as four? Why do I count it as one? And he gives an explanation. Okay? Let me just read you the thing, then we'll go to Kuf Yud Zayin, which will be the important thing. Kuf Yud Dalet, these are mitzvah. Okay? And the assumption clearly again, the Rambam, that Oinshim is a mitzvah. It's not an adlois, it's a mitzvah. Kuf Yud Dalet, Liyos Marich Odom Noisin Dom Maktsum Baparsha, Shenema Ish Kiafli Neda. This Elke Odom. Kuf Yud Dalet. Kuf tes vov, liyos marich behemet tmeya, noisein domeho, shenem behemet es a behema, it's hamod of aroch, okay? So there's one mitzvah called Elke Odom, and another mitzvah called Elke Behema, tmeya. Okay? Kuf, Yudvav, Kuf, Tes, Zayin, whichever you like it. Liois, Maich, Besai, Neusin, Ke'erich, HaKoyin. Shinema, V'ish, Ki'achdish, is Besa, Kodesh. Elke, Batu. Okay? Kuf, Yud, Zayin. Litein, Makdish, Sodeo, Elke, Homo, Batera. Makdish, Deo. Shinema, V'im, V'im misteach uzosay v'chulei. So there's elke odom, elke behavior tmeya, okay, elke batim, and elke sadis. Four separate mitzvahs of the minyan, okay? Correct? I don't know if I would have asked you if you'd have counted as four separate mitzvahs or you'd have counted as any. That's a different issue, okay? So comes the Rambam in Kuf Yud Zayin, and he asks, you know, why did I come to this conclusion? Kuf Yud Zayin, he should siv satera, be elke sodas, and he asked the kash, I'm skipping a few lines. V'yal yachshev, choshev, someone who's seriously thinking about this, he shouldn't think about this and ask the kash. V'yal yachshev, choshev, she'elu abo minim, min ha'erchin yiyah b'neim shutuf, yichayev shiyimnu mitzvah achas. Why should we count those? But interesting, the option of not counting at all doesn't exist. The question is it one or is it four? Correct? The Chochem is not coming to say that it's zero. The Chochem is coming to say that it's one. Correct? Avalhin alba mitzvahs. Yesh kol achas I don't know anything. I'll talk about, I'll mention everything. I just didn't say, I wasn't talking about Satan. I have no problems here. I'm just reading the words. Did I say anything that wasn't in the words? Okay? I didn't say the words, correct? Aval hein arba mitzvahs, yesh kol echad mehen din zulas dino acheres. Okay? Vi omnom yichlom shem erich al tzad shitav Hashem. It happens in the name erich, but it's different dinim, different dinim, different mitzvahs. Then he has an amazing, amazing statement. V'ein roi shiyimnu mini ha'erchim kulam mitzvah achas kimo shlo yimnu mini ha'korbonos kulam mitzvah achas v'ze mevor, and he adds in misplaining. So the Rambam has done is not only not help, not made us privy to why he counts the Teres Achatos, the Teres Oshom, and the Teres Ashlomim, okay, and the Teres Ha'iloh, but he's building on it, and this is the reason why I count Erech in his four mitzvahs. Okay, is this absolutely amazing? Okay, so now I'm ready to get started, okay? So I'm just showing you that the Rambam is his general Gedaka Bakridish to work with postulates and say, oh, dust, dust. Okay. Okay, correct. So Shurish Yud Beis, instead of explaining it, why he's counting the mitzvahs, he says, let's build on it. And that's the reason why I count Elche Odom, Elche Behema, Elche Batim, and Elche Sodis. Okay? Now, next step, okay? Now, if you look, let's start. See, this is not important, but I want to show you it's irrelevant, okay? So they can come to me. Look at Kuf Yudalid in Kapach. Kuf Tezvo, Kuf Tezayin, and Kuf Yudayin. And read the Arabic. What?
Shurana.
Shurana.
Except for Kuf Tezayin.
What is Kuf Tezayin? What did he say?
Alamar.
Kuf Tezayin is what?
Alamar. Batim is Alamar. Shurana, Shurana, and Shurana.
Okay. And what does he say by, and what does he say by Batim there? Just give it to you for a second. One second. I just want to say. See, it really is irrelevant, but you know, I might as well just. So we have to understand, you know, how this happened, okay? We have to understand how this happened, correct? Okay, but the shrana, okay? And if you recall, okay, if you recall, when he's formulating Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken, all these, the Teres Achatas, the Teres Asham, the Teres, I think he also formulates the Shrana, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? In Minyan HaMitzvos, they're an Alama, but he formulated the Shrana, correct?
He says Mitzvah Achas, he says Hebrew.
Yeah, but no, before that. One second. No. He says, it's relevant to the point, really, but okay, either it is or it isn't. I think it's Al-Shur, but I think it's what the thing is, but I'm not, you know. Truth is irrelevant. It's not much irrelevant. It's not much irrelevant for me. Because I think we go back, you'll see it. I think that was it, but I just, you know, I have to see the Arabic over here. Okay, it's that Amina Bina Alama P Al Kobonis. Okay, I think you have to go back and think about this, but I it really is irrelevant to me, okay? Now, go back to Tzadihei. When he's explaining how far is the Dorim.
Oh, that's the parsha.
And he says that it's Lodun, he says, this is in the Kot HaKlolo, when it's the Din, and it's Lodun, and the Shrana, right? He says, Shehari Perish HaTeira V'Osak Bo. The Torah devotes time to it, and gives you horos, that is indicative that it's a mitzvah. Correct? And the Rambam uses this as the approach to all the tumois, which are going to be later, and this also to the erchin, which are going to be after this, and also all the mitzvahs at the end of the mitzvah seisha, mesochah she mechinam ken kinyonim, whatever you want. Okay. So that really is what he's talking about with the parsha. Okay, that this would make this would make the various Einchim, okay, as mitzvahs, because the Torah has dealt with them in Perish HaTorah V'Osak Bo, okay. Now, what the Rambam did over here was an amazing thing, okay? I'm not sure it's like a conceptual combination with a textual combination. I'm not sure, maybe both, you need both. The Rambam seems to say that since there are different dinim and different halachic parameters, in Eichin, and this one, and this Eichin, that Eichin, that Eichin, it's the same thing as this Korban, and that Korban, and that Korban, okay? Which this Oynish of Korban, that Oynish of Korban, that Oynish of Korban. So it means the reason why these are four separate mitzvahs, as opposed to one mitzvah, there had to be a mitzvah because of Sadi Hei. That was never the issue. The question, once you have Sadi Hei and you have an overarching thing, you could say it's Oynshi Kobonos, or you look at them as separate entities, that's the question how you count the mitzvah. But it was never an issue of not counting it. And it's certainly the mitzvah say. Why? Because all these shranes and all these parashas and mitzvahs say, not like I force the dog, like I force the dog, correct? So everything follows, okay? So basically, Malkis and Chaimesh and Kefil, and all the different types of korbanos are mitzvahs just by the fact that they're parshas. We don't need anything more. And I assume the fact that he quoted the Mises Bezdin in the Pirush HaMakor, the Matiki HaShvuah, that was just overkill. But it, for all intents and purposes, it's not necessary. Okay? And this is the Rambam's postulates in general. Okay? However, if there's a parasha and it's a tzivui in the parasha, okay, and we have a general paradigm that, you see, the question is, see, you could, you know, you have to ask, you need this, you know, maybe you should look at Einshim as part of the mitzvah. Okay, maybe it's part of something, okay? But it could be once you have the paradigm of Mrs. Bezdin, you know, look at the Einshim as part of anything, a separate entity. So the fact that there's a parasha about Malkus and it's Beloshet Tzivui, then Malkus is an Alama, okay? If you have a Loshet Tzivui in the Havor from the Korban Loshet Toli, or from Yechoshim Toli, and Chatas Kavua, and Yoshim Vadai, and the Korban Oil Merud, it clearly says the Torah, you have to bring it, so in the Alamas, okay? In other words, what puts them in the minyan is whether they're parasha, or whether the fact that you have the paradigm, that oinshim, that everything is in oinish, is enough, we have to know. But the Rambam has not done anything new over here. It's just the first time clearly, you know, just said it without saying why he says it, just with a line, Derech Agav, that he says the parasha, and explaining it more in Hafoz the Dorim, in Mitzvah Sadi Hei, setting up all these new categories. Okay. And the important thing, and the amazing thing is, that he develops the idea that the four different types of korbanos in the beginning of the Pirush Mishnayis in Akdamot Zvachim, okay, he explains the differences in Madua Basra and Perikei in Zvachim, okay. But the fact that they're different, and the fact that different dinim, he now takes his double portion to the separate mitzvahs. Because he has never pointed out anything. And when you look at the mitzvah, I might have proven it, you could have made a case for it, but the Rambam doesn't make any case for it. So it means the fact that the separate, that itself makes mitzvahs. When the Alamal or the Shrano, that really depends upon the context of the parasha. If there's a tzivui there, or you can integrate a tzivui from the various halakim, then it's an alama. If it bases a ro, then it's a shrano. But whether it's a shrano or alama is irrelevant over here for us. But that's the chiddush. You need the parsha because, you see, if there's a tzivur, you don't need a parsha. Because every tzivur in the Torah is the chamitzvah, correct? But if it's not a tzivur and it's a shana, then you have to get involved with the parshas and everything. Okay? So that's a major thing. Okay? So the interesting thing is, when it comes to Chomesh, he says Zeralma of Hesh Bezera Shegoza. Okay? Or whatever it is, the Domim, this and that. When it comes to Ganav, Ganav is a Shrano. And Ganav could express itself in Kefal. Ganav could express itself in Dalavehei. And Ganav could express itself in Misa, in Bov Machteres. And this is the basis of the fact that you can differentiate, they're separate and they're different, that separates them. And that, you see, it's an amazing thing. The separate dinim tell you, and the question why it should tell you that, that the separate in Yonei HaTorah. Once it's separate in Yonei HaTorah, so it, that's the Rambam's all principles in Sherish Test and in other places, that you count mitzvahs in Yonei HaTorah. What he's trying to do is make them separate in Yonei HaTorah. And he does, that's what he does. So the Rambam's famous reference, you know, there's no problem over here to say that it's convincing that someone doesn't have that frame of reference necessarily has to, you know, bite into this or buy into it, whatever you want to say. You know, I say mechateisa, but that's where he's coming from. That's the whole shirish is based on. So I thought, you know, it's important for me to start and preface my remarks with this, and just to get a general idea of what's going on. Now, okay. It is true when it comes to Gzela, he not only has Veshiv, okay, and he calls an Alma. But he has a separate proof, Lav Nitalase, which he doesn't even quote here in the Sherish. It's not necessary. Okay. Okay, now that we have that, we can move on. Correct? This is Mamish. This is a very important, the amazing thing, to prove something based on your postulates. That's what he did. It's based on two postulates. The postulate that he set up in Sarihei, which is the general postulate for everything, okay, in Hafos Adolim. And then to build on that, that sometimes you can split up and reorganize based also on this.
It's not strange that the postulate doesn't appear in the Shavash, it appears in Sarihei.
I'm just telling you, I'm not sure what the purpose of the Shoshim was, to set up the Minyan HaMitzvahs, was just to knock out the Bahag, and here and there to put various clothing, and maybe to extrapolate. I'm not sure what happened, but it's very clear that he assumes it in Yudala by saying the word Parasha, okay, but he doesn't explain it. And the truth is, he really doesn't explain it's not here either. He just really says that's what it is. Without explaining it either.
I mean, it's clear.
Okay, I'll say that. The interesting thing, but that's not for us, it's just an observation. The Ramban attacks the Rambam about the mitzvah's tumor, and he knocks it out Hafos and Torim also in the Minyan, but the rest of them, the Erchin and this and that, they're here to stay. And that's not my issue now also, but that's just a idea. In other words, he doesn't disagree with the concept. The question is the application. Okay. Okay, continue. Now that we have that, I think that's a major important thing now. Now, so that's what I pointed out last week. The Rambam goes out of his way that the skila is bavonim and the sreif is baish and the saif is becherv b'tzavo. Okay, it's a tzavo, the maka b'tzavo. Each one, the malchus b'tzua. Okay, because the important thing is that the separate oinchim. And the fact that separate oinchim with its different dinim, that itself sets up that they're separate mitzvahs. Okay? This, I think, if you don't have this, you don't got it, I think. Okay? I mean, the point which I didn't have is that thing we just eichin. It's just like an amazing, you know, an aside. Like, you know, mechasa tvochim, megala tefach, mechasa, I don't know if it's megala tefach. Okay? Like, in the middle of nowhere. Okay?
What makes something a seret din? In other words, the karbonos on sukkos are each different. That doesn't give it.
No, it's numbers. It's not dinim. That's what he says. Numbers and different types of karbonos, and you know, we can just talk about and go with that. You know, you see, you have to ask yourself in this: how much is the elbow room to do basically whatever you want, and not to have to decide. But it's clear, but you have to, before you decide how much elbow room you have, it's clear you have to know what the postulates are. And these are the postulates. Okay. Now, let's just go on and, okay. Now, he says very clearly, now he said in two of them, he said by tzavo, he says a perish of makubo, and by chenek kmoshe bo befeirush. Correct. So you know, if we don't know anything yet at the moment, before you know, if it would have been kilo, you'd give me this. The Ram wants the minion, and it basically tells us not a drasha. That's also okay. But the question is, what are these Purushim telling us? So here, in Chenek, I understand it, okay? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Yudal and Aloch Aleph, says, Abba Mises Nimsel Lebez, and Skilu Sreif Mechule. Skilu Sreif Mufurashim Heim Batoira. Umipi Moshe Rabbeinu Lomdu Shekol Misa Amur Batoira Stam Hi Chenek. So the whole concept of Chenek is Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Pirush. That's 100%. That's good. Okay? We have no problem with that. The question is, what happens to Saif? And Saif becomes very, very murky. At least at the beginning, we'll see what happens. Because he says very clearly over here, Mehem, he says, Mehem, Mash Tzivonu Shenake, Besaif, Tzavo Oivalem, Kmoshe Hisboye, Beferish Hamakubo. Okay? So the question is, what are we talking about? So maybe we can start thinking, maybe Atozes Hagoish, but Makas Savo is a Pirush Mekubal. Maybe, okay. If that would be the case, then it's very good, correct? The problem is, that I think you can prove that it's not a Pirush Mekubal. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Mitzvah HaNe'erogim Hoyimatizim Es Roishoy B'Sayif K'derech Shamalchus Oise. Rabbi Huda Oime Nivol Huzeh Elamanichin Es Roish Al Asadin B'Kritzeitz B'Koyfetz Omuloi Ein Misim Menuvelas Mizeh. It's like, you know, who's talking to whom? So listen to Ram Pirush Mishnayis, and then tell me if you think you can imagine the Pirush Mekubal. Omru b'braisa omru lehem Reb Yehuda af ani yodeya shebemisim nuvelas hi avo ma e'ese sha'omru teyev v'chukusein lo esein lecho. And if you're going to just take the saif and cut off the head in that fashion, you're basically doing like chukusagoyim. So how do you do that? Okay? That's the question. That's the Ram, you know. I mean, that's the Gemara, but the Ram, the way he handles it is very clear. And what did the Chum answer to this? V'chum oimim kiven shenichtovo b'seira ha'hariga b'sayiv hare min ha'tero lomadnu. Lo mehem, b'chukusayim lo seleichu is if they're the source. But if you look at the Torah, b'sot ha'tan, it just happens to be a similar paradigm. Okay, so what? It's a pirush mekubal. Shai, that's what he's saying. Kimin shenichtavo b'seira hariga b'sayiv. There's no pirush mekubal over here. You know, the Ram can't be any more. Clearer than this, that it's not a Pirush Mekubal. So what's he talking about? Okay. So, you understand, you know. So here it becomes a little more murky, correct? The Ram does an amazing thing, okay? I think what he's doing, I don't understand it 100%. If I'd ask you, what is the Misa, the pasuk for the Misa of Saif? See, let me even just preface this. Someone could come and make a case that the Rambam needed in the Dalet Mises Bezdin, he needed to tell you that they're mitzvahs. The rest of them, he's okay. The rest of them, you can work with Sadihei in Afos Adom and everything is fine. The question is there a parsha in the Torah of Mises Saif? Is there a parsha in the Torah of Mises Skila? Is the parasha of the Torah? The Torah basically says each of these mises in each individual case. So you can extrapolate, from the general, there might be a general rule, but it's not based on parashas. It's a general extrapolation of disparate data, correct? So I could come and tell you that had there not been the mitzvahs, hanisrofen, the mitzvahs this, the mitzvahs that, here he needs it. Okay? Okay? That's not bad, okay? I think, correct? But the problem is, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, by Saif, he quotes a pasuk. In Mitzvah Reish Chavov, he shetzivonu laharig ha'ivrim aksas ha'mitzvahs b'sayiv v'omu yisale nokom yinokim. V'hine noyer, but mitzvahs loyse say al hamitzvahs shechayom oleim atos eloy. She'll say which ones it is. Nokom yinokim. So it means the mitzvah of sayif is nokom yinokim. It's not lefi choref. Okay. The way you get the impression of the Gemara, but it's nokom yinokim. Nokem yinokem, that it's saif, is a pirush mekubal. Mipi Hashmur. After the Rambam, in Utsayach Hashmir's HaNefesh, Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph, Kol Heurig Nefesh Odom Yisrael, Oiva Beloi Saas, Shnema Loi Sirtzach, Vim Rotzach, Bezod Mifnei Eidem, Yisosa Besayif, Shnema Nokem Yinokem. Mipi Hashmur Lomdu, Shizu Misa Saif. Okay. I can't say I understand this. I don't know how this works. You see, how do you take an isolated Misa by an isolated case and extrapolate it and make it a general? I don't know how you do this, okay? But the Ram did it, okay? And, maybe you can only do it after you have the Pirush HaMekubal the mitzvah is this, the mitzvah is this, the mitzvah is that. I'm just not sure how this happens. But all I'm pointing out is something strange is happening over here, but I think this is the pshat in what he's doing. Do you have, well, you probably don't have here, you don't have the first chelik. Oh, you can look at the bottom, Resh, you know, like this, Resh, you have Frankel? Yeah. I just want one simple thing. I just want to do something. Yeah, I should have done this before, I'm sorry. This is amazing, you know, the whole thing is, so counterintuitive. Yeah. Resh Chavov. See, he does this, but I don't know how he does this. Look at this. Resh Chavov, Leo is Bezden Hogim Messiah. She Nokom Yinokim. Okay? Resh Chav Zion, Leo is Hogim Bechene. Shnema, Mos Yumos, Hanoef, Hanoefes. Resh Chav Ches. Leo is din bezden sof and boesh shnema boesh yisrofu. Okay, good, but you know it's talking about a specific case. Leo is bezden circling ba'avonim shnema skaltem oisem ba'avonim in that peculiar case, which is amazing. So that's what I'm only wondering, that if you had in hand the pirush mekubal. Excuse me, if you hadn't had the mitzvahs, the soft mitzvahs, this mitzvah, that, you could never have done this. Because this is like so counterintuitive. You don't know how it happened. And even after you have the mitzvahs, you know, to say it's a mitzvah, you could have said it's a mitzvah, that it's a Kabbalah, that you extrapolate and you put everything together. But that you can take a pasuk out of it is an amazing thing.
Pasuk Ubiyat HaRami Kerbecha doesn't come into play somehow?
It does, in a very big way. But only in the Ramban's frame of reference, not the Rambam. Because the Ramban says they're not Dalim Mitzvahs Bezdin, and there's only one in the midst of Biyat HaRami Kirbecha. Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, he only disagrees with the Rambam about Dalim Mitzvahs Bezdin, not about Malchus, not about Sanan. Okay, say that. Maybe this is the issue. Okay? We have to know.
And that's why he's working so hard on these stuff.
Maybe. That's what I'm trying to say. What's he working? You know, see, the question is, when you look at it, is the Rambam working, and this is the paradigm? Well, no, these are the problems. Let's take care of them. Okay? Correct? You excuse me, but I thought that Hakdama is very important just to get the overview of what's going on over here. Now you understand, you know, that the working very hard on this is very interesting. Because, here there really is no parsha. There really is nothing.
Except the Mishnah, mitzvah says mitzvah says that.
And the amazing thing is, the Rambam switches and turns everything around, okay? See, I could have imagined, okay? We'll see about this later, but you have to think what he did. I could have imagined that each individual, one of the Mises Besdin, should be separate because there's separate psukim on each one, the separate tzivui, to kill them, right? But when it comes to Malkis, no one in their right mind would count them as separate, each person who's high Malkis as a separate mitzvah and a minion, okay? And if you look through the Shurish, the Rambam's proof that you don't count the separate Einche Besdin as separate mitzvahs for a separate Ishim is because Malkis is going to do it. And this is especially the fact that Malkis is really a generic parasha, and each one of them in Mises Besdin, it's not. It's an amazing thing, an induction that doesn't have any hands and feet to stand on a priori. Okay? Continue. You look very pensive. Okay?
It sounded easy before.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I could have left it like that. But there's nothing. Did I say anything that's counterintuitive at the moment? I don't think so. Maybe I did. Okay, now. Now let's continue. Let's depart for a second. And he says like this. Umehem ma she nil tzivon she nilke hoive alehem malkus. Okay? Say that, correct? Umehem ma she yied. So yied means it's not on us, it's on God. Okay? But I pointed out that the translation of guarantee over here is lechera, is off the wall. And I saw that others pointed out that you probably shouldn't translate as that, because even if there is avtocha, see, I'm not into, I'm not into mysticism or something like that, but, I'm not sure if the Rambam would be the first to sign up on it. And even if he would be the first to sign up on it, the place to make the statement of the declaration of purpose, the statement, is not over here in Sherish Yudalit, okay? Okay, mehen mashiyir aleihem kores, vushaloyir li'oive aleihem, shaloyir li'oive aleihem umeis machzik bechet oi chelik olam habo. Kmo shibeiru be'alnu beperek chelik. Okay. So, Kmo Shibyanu Perichelik, the Rambam has a whole different approach to Koresh. Koresh is the cutting off from the Olam Hanishamis. Okay? It's Ibura Nefesh. Okay, Beseda. That's what he says. But it's a very important thing is that the Chiv Koresh is only because it's Machzik Bechetoi. If it's not Machzik Bechetoi, if it's mace, the chiv kolis is not that bang, it's going to happen, you get zapped, okay? It's because machzik, the Rambam clearly says, or that the oynish is because machzik b'chetoy. Correct? And it's very important for the Rambam to say this over here, because he's defining what the oynish of kolis is. Correct? So, doesn't say that he did tshuva. Just he's not machzik b'cheter. So I would have said a poshut avidu is enough.
His paradigm is bris mila. You have to do the mila.
What?
His paradigm is bris mila. You have to do the mila three times.
That, you know, that's a question, because if he doesn't do it, then he's machzeh b'cheter. But you're talking about, some type of, it's not that he does tshuva gemura, and you don't get the impression he's doing tshuva gemura over here in order to get the chelik le'olam haba. See, that's what I'm just wondering, and that's a side point. Maybe the elu she'elam chelik le'olam haba, without a bona fide chazor b'tshuva, it's all over. Whereas the chayvi krisis, it's machzik mes u machzik b'cheter. Let me read to you the Pirush Mishnah in Sanhedrin. In Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, v'hiski es kol inyan hazeh ha-mesech tezu v'chulei. L'vishkva hiski mikoydem Mrs. Bezdin u'Mrs. Chai Kores u'Misa. U'lechein ish miyachos shim ovo odem v'humas v'yachz mer ha-Misa elu al tach she'in lo chelik olam habo. El yesh lo chelik olam habo. V'u'omloi she'kol ha-mizvad yesh lo chelik olam habo. So it says the fish kva hiskir mikoidem misis bezin umuchuiv koris umisa. So it means umuchuiv koris umisa. If he's misvade, it's all over. Correct? Okay. And the fikuch hismich liinyan zeh ve'elu she'elu chelik l'habo. It could be it's even the contrast. We don't know. And there, that's not enough. So that's what I would say. It's all simple, okay? You know, the Achrayim go to town, the Babanel doesn't like the Ramban, you know, Rashi, I'm not getting tases, what course, that's not a real issue, because really I'm talking as an aside, okay? Okay. Umehem mashiyir aleihem misa bilvad. Misa bovad is a chibis l'shamayim. Vush yamisao, okay, good. Misa bovad, shemisao, yush yamiseu Hashem, b'chetoy, okay? I just have one question, okay, before we even get started. What does it mean, she yir aleim misa bilvad? Why is he stressing that it's only this? So I would have said, but the Ram saying the chorus is Misa plus. The Etzim Misa is also part of this, but the Hushimes Umachze Bechetoi, the Misa is part of it, okay? And that's the Misa Bovad. And the Emes is. This is like this. You look at the Shuvas of Advaz and Kisriya Xavyad or Chaim, whatever it is, or Yodei, I don't know, it's very confusing where it is. I can read you what it says, but you know, it says or Chaim, Yodei, and different Chalak. Tshuva, Chas Vashon, Melahamid, the Sfila, the Ravzal, the Ein Chorus, Shalshonim. שזה דובר מוסכם בדבריהם. זר במויקות, חוב חסמר אל. גם מה שאומר, פי השמוע, לא עמדו, היא קורס בו למעזה, משמע להדיר, שיש קורס בו למעזה. וגם ממה שקוסו, וגם מן העולם הבא נכנסו, ולא שזה מורה שיש בייז מיני קורס בו למעזה, וגם בו למעזה. ואין קורס בו למעזה, לא שייך למים הגם. Well, he's saying exactly this or not, But you know, you have to just ask yourself what he wants with the over here, certainly, whether he wants Misa Bilvad. Okay? Let's say that. Now, Manny does something amazing. Okay. He says, V'yichaper lo b'moise. Okay. This, I'm not talking pro Sifrei Musa, against Sifrei Musa, but you know, whatever take you want to take, this is not the place over here in the Shurish to tell you that he gets kapora or he doesn't get kapora. You know, you want to have a discussion, make a cheshbon nefesh. The place for the cheshbon nefesh is not Shurish Yudalit, I would have said. Okay. Let me just read you a few more lines, then I want to tell you something. Umehem, Mashishvoni Yisal Shenan Shoyv Aleim B'moina Levad V'loi B'gufoi. The more means this and not that. Not V'loi B'gufoi. K'moi Shekonas B'gazlin Toysef Es Chomish U'B'gana Tashlumi Keifo Mashigona Umehem Mashishal Shetzivoni Yisal Shiyake V'loi B'korbon Alavoinoi, for Yehuparloi. For Yehuparloi. It's also, you know, it's very nice. What's such a tongue? What's the Ram want? Okay. So I think there's something major. And I'm just going to say this short, if you want, I can expand on it next week. The Rambam is saying that the Einish, the Korban, the Kapora is part of the Einish. Litzu, a person bring the Korban and say, Litzu, I want to bring a Korban as I want to be mastered my mom and I don't want Kapora. There's nothing going, nothing doing. The Misa Bidei Shemayim is also the Etzem Misa is a Chmechapi, that's the Einish, and that's the Kapora. The Einish is the Shmeskapi Duch Misa. Okay? In Misa's Bezdin, it's not like that. There's a Din Misa's Bezdin that you should say Tei Misasi Le Kaposi for Och and everything. 100%. Okay? But a person says, no, I'm not going to do it. Tough luck. Okay? Is Bezdin going to kill him or not? Okay? Does he get kapora? Absolutely not. So he has the opportunity for kapora through the Misa.
It's optional.
But it's not part of the definition of the chupaloi. Over here, he's telling you the definition of the Einish, because what he's doing is, he's trying to say, this Einish is that, and this Einish is that, and this Einish is that. And because of the difference in the various Einishim, is there for the different mitzvahs. And this is prime importance for the whole Sheirish. And that's the Chiddush. Tavos Korban, it's not that there's an Einish and there's a Kapor. The Einish is the Kapor, and you can't differentiate between the two. Correct.
A person can bring a korban without doing anything.
I'll tell you something. If you look, I'm going to tell you, there is a possibility that there should not have been a separate mitzvah vidui, but it should be part of the din korban. And if it's part of din korban, and the chefs of the korban is not for kapor, it doesn't make any sense. And let me read you this. Where is it? Ein mitzvah se ein gimel. Ubavur. Shebo ze atzivu. Shehu vizvadoi. Im chiyuv hakoven. machshova she'ein avidui levadoi mitzvah b'fnei atzmo avu hu min ha'dvorim ha'nigrorim achar korban. So you could have said it's not a separate mitzvah, kamashmo. And that's the chiddush. Okay, batzlocha rabo.